Ksuvas Perik Zayin Mishnah Gimel 7:3, a similar type of machlokas here. Here it says Hamadir es ishto shlo tiskashet. A woman is under a vow that her husband didn't annul, that she shouldn't adorn herself be'echad mikol haminin, with a particular type of perfume. Titkashet means to adorn herself, but in the context here it means like to fragrance herself with some particular type of perfume. And again, like the previous Mishnah, literally it means a man puts his wife under oath, but since that's impossible, it means she takes a vow. She says something like, you know, rose water is forbidden to me as a fragrance. So that makes she can't use that particular rose water, that particular type of perfume. So then, if he hears it and doesn't annul it, so that again will be grounds divorce, because it indicates that he doesn't have her best interest at heart, and she thought he would annul it, and now she can't live with him any further because she thinks that she hates him. And therefore, yield to be taking ksuba, that's grounds for divorce, and you'd have to give her a ksuba. Rabbi Yossi says, it's a little, it's not as easy as that. He says, it depends how long that the neder was for. But if you're talking about a poor woman who is not so accustomed to wearing perfume in the first place, shlo nasan kitzva. It's a scenario where she didn't set any fixed time. She says, I'll never again use rose water. Rose water is forbidden to me forever, as if it were a korban. And that's, if he doesn't annul then he really doesn't care about her. But a shorter defined time would not be the case. Now, how long is shorter defined time? Meaning, in other words, if she said, if she said, rose water is forbidden to me, as if it were a korban for the next 100 years, so then it's as if she gave no kitzbah, no set time. It's as good as forever. So how long is this time frame we're talking about? So there's three opinions in the Gemara. One says until the next regal, the next festival. One says for 12 months, and one says for 10 years. So the Bar Tanur here brings, like the Rambam, the middle shita here, which we're talking here about 12 months. But and that's like the Rambam. Okay, there are different shitas. Zach, the Rambam's thinking is that up to 12 months, the majority of the three shitas hold it still livable, doable nether. Okay. Uva Ashiros, when it comes to wealthy women who are accustomed to adorning themselves with perfume all the time, then Shloshim Yom, just 30 days, meaning if 30 days or less was the length of her vow against wearing, let's say, rose water perfume. So then, and he failed to annul it, they could still stay married, and more than 30 days is too much, and therefore that would be grounds for divorce immediately, because she can't live with him, because it seems that he doesn't have her best interests at heart.